no matter what age, God is always reaching out to us and God is calling us. I love the story of Samuel in the temple. It's so typical of a child to be curious and filled with wonder, so ready to serve and to please. You know the story where his mother dedicates him to the Lord and gives him to Eli to train him up to be a priest. And he's sleeping and he hears a voice calling his name. And of course he thinks it's Eli and he runs to him and says, "What do you want?" And he says, "I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." And it happens again and again. And finally, Eli, a lot like parents who are awakened in the night when their children come in and they ask you a question and you're kind of fuzzy-headed and you just want them to go back to sleep and it doesn't seem anything dangerous. Eli finally got the point that God was speaking to this child. And he said, "The next time you hear that voice, say, 'Here I am, Lord. Speak to me. I'm listening. I'm ready to do what you want me to do.'" And sure enough, God spoke again, and young Samuel responded to the call of God. In the Gospels, we see how Jesus is called Philip, and how Philip is sharing the good news of what he's experienced in meeting this man from Nazareth with Nathanael. And Nathanael's beginning to wonder, considering where he's coming from, how could any great prophet come from a place like Nazareth? You know, it's nothing but a little army town. Who in the world would think anybody great would come from an army town? But when he met Jesus, Jesus was able to see into his very character. He was as a person. And Nathanael says, "Well, how in the world do you really know me?" And he said, "I saw you when you were sitting under the fig tree." And that really impressed him. He was amazed. And Jesus said, "Don't be impressed at that, because you're going to see many more wonderful things than this if you come and follow me, if you hear my call." We could be experiencing wonderful things in our lives if we were listening for the call of God. Have you heard the call of God in your life? Have you heard God call you in the middle of the night? Have you heard God call you through a friend to some special ministry, to some special relationship with God in this world? Have you heard him call? Or do we live a life that's just something that happened way in the past? Or that's something that happens so seldom that it's a rather random act. It doesn't happen to everyday people. But you know, the people who hear and respond to the call of Jesus are everyday people. Maybe they're just everyday people with a difference. They're listening because they expect their God to call them. I remember when I was a teenager and I was attending Glendale Heights United Methodist Church in Durham. And going through high school, I had pretty much decided I wanted to be either an architect or maybe even a commercial artist. Although I did have a love for archaeology at that time, which is sort of a weird love for a high school student. But, you know, that's what I was planning on doing. That's what was leading me towards trying to improve my grades in high school, which I must confess to the young people weren't all that terrific. But when I decided I wanted to do that, I knew I had to get an education, so I had to work harder and get in college and get some training. But Al Simonton, who used to be editor of the North Carolina Christian Advocate, if some of you remember that name, years and years ago, was my pastor. And then he was followed by Nathan Byrd. Well, in those years as a teenager, I think I was hearing a call to become a minister. But I was a lot like Samuel. I wasn't sure about that. I mean, how do you get the call? I mean, is it really like Samuel? You literally hear a voice in the night and God speaks in some kind of really godly voice and says, Michael Hale. You know, I mean, is it like that? I don't think so, not normally. I believe that happens to some people. And so I went to my pastor. I was involved in the youth group. I was teaching Sunday school. I was in the adult choir. I was the only teenager in the Methodist men's group. And I was involved in that little church. But I didn't know. I didn't know how to distinguish the call. I didn't know how to listen to God if God really was calling me. And so I went and talked to Al. And he would guide me and he would listen to me as I shared what was going on in my life. As I was beginning to become attuned to maybe God wanted me to do something other than that which I'd already planned. And then I was so brokenhearted when Al left. But God sent another wonderful man to the church, Nathan Byrd. And I had a wonderful relationship with him. And he, like Eli, helped me to listen to God speaking in my life. Listening to the way God was moving in my heart and in my mind. How my direction was shifting away from those things that I had planned upon towards something I had never considered. And till finally, I felt pretty sure that God was calling me into ministry. And I was so thankful I had someone in the tradition of Eli who was there for me to guide me and shape me and say, well, if this is so, you need to do this. And you put yourself in this place and in this position and you speak to these people and you make these plans and you see if God is opening up the way for this to happen in your life. And I listened to the Elis in my life to help clarify listening to God, and that started me on the path to ordained ministry. God knows us intimately. God speaks to us. God calls each of us to fulfill our purpose, our destiny through Him, with Him, enabled by Him. And He's there some way whispering in our ear, or maybe sometimes shouting to get attention, to help us look at ourselves and see what He is calling us to be. Just as He did to Samuel, just as He did to Philip, just as He did to Nathaniel, and all of the others that we have recorded in Scripture. They were pretty much ordinary, everyday people like you and me. I remember a man in his mid-30s who had become very successful in business. I mean, he was doing really well, making a lot of money, and right in the middle of all of that, he felt God calling him to come in to ordain ministry. So he left this successful business. Little did he know that he was going to have a tremendous lifestyle adjustment because he was really moving up socioeconomically. And he decided to go into the ministry, but didn't mind what he was leaving at all. It's all about what he was gaining in the assurance that he was serving God. And he took the same talents and abilities and the blessings of God in his life, and started a church in the Durham area that just grew and flourished. It was a multiracial church. It was a church built around contemporary music and excitement about God in people's lives. And it grew tremendously. And he was doing well, and he received another appointment and moved up the step in the appointive system. And then God calls him again to leave all that he had again and to go off into another country and become a missionary. Person listening to the call of Christ for his life. And then several hundred years ago, there was a monk who lived in a monastery and did everything that the abbot of the monastery told him to do. You know, he said his prayers, he did his studying, he opened his Bible when they said open your Bible, and he read when they said read, and he knelt down and prayed when they said pray, and followed all of the rules until one day, while he was serving in the kitchen, cooking and washing pots and pans, he really heard God speak. And he heard something wonderful in his life. That it just didn't have to be about reading at a certain time and praying at a certain time and having communion at a certain time and understanding this and understanding that. This simple man found that you could worship God when you were cooking and you were washing pans and when you were sleeping and when you were sweeping and when you were doing ordinary things in your life. That God was everywhere around him if you just tuned in and listened to God speaking and responded in love to that God. God needs a church filled with people who are willing to listen to his call. Now, I think we resist that sometimes because we're afraid. Well, what if I'm like that guy that's doing real business and making a lot of money and I give it up to become a preacher? No, I'm kind of successful and start doing well then. And then he has me leave that and go off somewhere and become a missionary living almost at the poverty level. See, I think we get worried about stuff like that. What's God going to really ask of me? What am I going to have to give up? But when do we ask, what have I to gain if I listen to God? What joy will he bring into my life if I listen to God and I respond to his call and claim on my life? If he looks into my heart and soul and character like he did into Nathaniel and sees the goodness in me and tells me how I can use that to be a blessing to myself and others. What do I have to gain? What will my church gain? What will my community gain? Or even my nation or the world? If I really listen to God's call and claim upon our lives. But brothers and sisters in Christ, if we're going to hear the call of God, we've got to believe he's calling us. We've got to believe he's speaking to us. We've got to believe he has a particular word for our lives, whether you're a young child or whether you're a rather old person in this church today. If you haven't heard God speaking to you about what he wants to do for you, in you, and through you, then God hasn't given up. He's still speaking. We just got to learn to listen. We've got to get away from the noise and busyness of our lives. We've got to get away every once in a while from our deciding we're going to take control and map out everything in our lives. Of course, the older we get, the more we realize we don't do such a great job at that. And take some time to listen. Maybe it'll just be a maybe it'll be a kind of agonizing restlessness. Maybe it'll be a question. Maybe it'll be a compulsion to learn more about the will of God in our lives. But the beauty of being a part of the family of God is that if we're listening, there are also others who listen. And there are others who can help us listen. We can discover the call that God has upon our lives that can lead us to a more rich, full life. Are we? Do we believe God's calling? Do you hear the call? Let us pray. Father God, deliver us from the belief that you just call special people. Because you have told us in your word that we're all precious, special people. That you knew us before we were formed in the womb, because you spoke us forth before the foundations of the world. You know our greatest destiny and our greatest fulfillment. And we may have people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who don't even know what that is yet. Because we thought your call was just for those unusual, special people. But you speak to us all, Father. Help us to listen. Help us to hear your call. Help us to know that when we say, "Yes, Lord, it is I, your servant," that our lives are going to be even better when we have heard your call, when we've nurtured that call, and are seeking to become the people you've called us to be for your church and for the world. Help us to listen as you call us. In Jesus' name, amen.